As state lawmakers reconvene at the Capitol today, they appear to be in the same place as they've been on arguably the biggest issue of any session, the state budget. With me via Skype for our weekly look ahead at what to expect at 1700 West Washington in the coming days is Ben Giles of the Arizona Capitol Times. And Ben, so we're in the middle of April. Doesn't seem like there's much progress on the budget yet. What's going on?
No, it's pretty sad down here at the Capitol. We're at 92 days of session so far. The unofficial goal slash target, whatever you want to call it, is usually 100 days. We're going to be down here a lot longer than that, folks. The Republican-controlled legislature is supposedly negotiating with the Ninth Floor, hopefully negotiating amongst themselves, too, to try and figure out what their spending priorities are. There's this estimated billion-dollar budget surplus, and there's a lot of money to go around. The governor, in a budget proposal in January, has already figured out apparently how to spend all of it. And I'm told by Republican leadership that that has kind of rubbed their rank and file members the wrong way. There's a lot of Republicans who have their own ideas about how to spend that one-time money and don't necessarily agree with what the governor wants to do. One of the big things there is the governor's goal to save for the rainy day fund. He wants to put more than $500 million in the rainy day fund. That in concept is not something that that Republicans are opposed to, but maybe they don't want to put so much money in there because that means that then the well is dried up and they don't have enough money to spend on their own priorities.
Well, so Ben, does that issue of setting aside money, we've talked about tax conformity, like are those really what's holding this up? Are there other issues that are holding up progress being made on the budget?
Tax conformity is a huge roadblock to the budget right now, mostly because depending on how the state decides to adopt a tax code for the 2018 tax year, that's the year that you're supposed to file for by today. It's tax day. Depending on how they make changes to the tax code, you could see taxes increase. You could see taxes decrease. We're really not sure what they're going to do, except to the extent that it seems there's some agreement not to sort of muddy the waters right now. What the lawmakers are still debating is, what does that mean for your taxes that you're filing right now? What are they going to do for that tax year? I think they're planning on adopting rules that make sure that the status quo remains. And that means that they're going to adopt something that matches the understanding that they gave accountants and CPAs to provide you with tax guidance as you're filing right now. And what that means is don't expect to have to file an amended report later on. I've been told by several Republican leaders that they don't want you to have to file amended tax returns. They don't want to sow confusion in this tax year. But what that means is Republicans are negotiating with the governor to try and figure out how to give you a tax break next year.
Ben, earlier in the session, one of the other sort of sticking points that we had talked about was something that happened last year in terms of a vehicle license fee that was approved by the legislature without a specific dollar amount. When the dollar amount came out from the Department of Transportation, a lot of Republican lawmakers were not happy with that number, and there was an effort to maybe repeal it or reduce it. Is that issue still out there and still kind of a sticking point in the budget?
Yeah, that issue is still absolutely on the table. There are some bills still floating out there that could completely eliminate the fee. There was a proposal just to reduce it. As you mentioned, when the lawmakers approved that fee, they didn't actually approve how much it would be. They approved giving the director of the Department of Transportation the authority to set it. And what had been estimated early in 2018 as an $18 fee, eventually ballooned to a $32 fee. That has some Republicans in the legislature very upset, or at least they say it has their constituents very upset. So there is likely still going to be an effort to pass those bills, to send bills to the governor that would veto a fee that he has publicly supported and publicly indicated that he's willing to veto those. And there are representatives like Republican Bob Thorpe from Flagstaff who has said, you know what, if he vetoes them, fine. We're going to make it an issue in the budget this year. We're going to try and repeal it in the budget and figure out how to move money around to make sure that Highway Patrol, which that fee funds, is still funded. They want to make sure that road infrastructure and maintenance is still funded, which was a part of that deal last year. They were trying to free up funds for roads at the local level. So again, that gets back to a belief that there's enough money to go around this year to fund a number of priorities. This is just a matter of a battle of wills where the governor doesn't want to see this fee go away, because that does mean that the pot of available money would shrink.
So, Ben, with these big issues and holdups still outstanding, do you get the sense that the smaller stuff is agreed upon? Like, have lawmakers and the governor sort of figured out a lot of the smaller, less controversial things in the budget? Or are they sort of waiting to get these big issues resolved and then sort of figure out the little stuff later?
Yeah, it's tough to say. I think there's an effort to sort of nibble around the edges of the budget and try and figure out some of the small fry budget items. But a lot of that stuff is really contingent on the big items, because the big items can decide how much money is left over for the little things. And the little things are kind of the easiest to put on the chopping block at the end of the day. Usually it's once the big stuff gets settled, that's when we start to see some movement on the budget down here. And as we've discussed, the big stuff is really, really dragging this session.
All right. So certainly many, many more weeks to come potentially of talking about the budget and other things legislative, given, as you say, the pace of movement down there on these sorts of things.
All right. Yeah, I'm not making vacation plans for a while.
Seems like a safe idea at this point. That's Ben Giles with the Arizona Capital Times. Ben, thank you as always.
Thanks.